This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Members of the U.S. Congress are examining national police reform proposals, while local and state officials here in the U.S. announce more steps to change funding and authorizations for the use of force in their police departments. The House Judiciary Committee is set to hear Wednesday from one of George Floyd's brothers. He's the African-American man whose death in police custody after an officer held a knee on his neck for almost 9 minutes sparked nationwide and even global protests urging reforms. House Democrats have proposed a package of reforms that includes bans on racial profiling and chokeholds, making it easier to sue officers in civil court and establishing a national database tracking officers' misconduct. A vote is planned this month. Meantime, Republican leaders in the Senate are beginning to work on their own package of proposals. George Floyd was buried next to his mother Tuesday in his home state of Texas. The white police officer who kept his knee on Floyd's neck charged with second-degree murder. Three other officers at the scene charged with aiding and abetting. Meantime, Floyd's family could lead a march here in Washington being organized for the August 28th event to mark the 57th anniversary of the 1963 I Have a Dream speech by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. While President Trump is being criticized after suggesting an older protester pushed to the ground last week in Buffalo, New York, could have been an anti-fascist provocateur trying to disrupt police communications. New York's governor condemns Trump's tweet, saying he should apologize for his mean and reckless words. The 75-year-old still hospitalized, the two officers who pushed him allegedly charged with assault. This is VOA News. China state media says flooding forced hundreds of thousands of people to flee their homes and farmland in the southeastern part of the country. More than 1,000 homes reportedly destroyed or damaged. Rescue crews have been sent out across the country to help flood victims and take them to temporary shelter. Hong Kong police say 53 people were arrested when thousands of protesters ignored a police ban to mark the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement Tuesday night. Earlier in the day, hundreds also staged protests in 7 shopping malls across the Asian financial hub. The throng of the demonstrators chanted pro-democracy slogans and displayed banners saying Hong Kong independence and liberate Hong Kong. Intending to stamp out protests, China's legislature in late May passed a plan to force sweeping national security laws on Hong Kong to prevent and punish acts and activities that threaten national security, including advocacy and secession, subversion, terrorism, and foreign interference. Asked by reporters about the year protest movement, Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, said everyone needs to, in her words, learn a lesson from the challenges, and people should understand that Hong Kong cannot cope with the chaos. Well, a disastrous primary election day in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia Tuesday overshadowed a handful of key races to choose general election candidates for the November general election. The chaos was a combination of voting machines not working and just long lines for people to get in and vote. The coronavirus pandemic also contributed to the chaos, with more than 1 million voters casting their ballots by mail instead of standing outside waiting to vote, risking infection. The pandemic also led to a shortage of volunteers, prompting local officials to reduce the number of polling locations. Also holding primaries Tuesday were Nevada, South Carolina, North Dakota, and West Virginia. Many of these states also sent out mail-in ballots to voters who wanted to avoid being infected with COVID-19. Shares were trading slightly higher in Asia Wednesday after a weeks-long rally on Wall Street stopped. Markets rose Wednesday in Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Sydney, but fell in Shanghai. Skeptics have been saying for weeks that the rally may have been overdone. Stocks have soared much more quickly than many economies are expected to, and surging numbers of infections in many countries show the pandemic is far from over. For more news, as always, we invite you, join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.